I'm Sophie Clark. Welcome and thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. There'll be no more water buybacks and there'd be an extension of the timeframe for the Basin Plan under a 10-point blueprint for water policy from an irrigation perspective. New South Wales Irrigators Council has put together the document stating how water policy needs to evolve over the next 12 months. Rural reporter Eddie Summerfield caught up with Chief Executive Luke Simpkins to hear more about the blueprint.
The reason why we've put forward the blueprint for 2021 is to really provide that map for governments to advance water policy in Australia. You know, things are not great at the moment, and this country needs irrigation farming from an economic, from a health perspective, and social and environmentally across our communities as well.
Well, run me through it. It's pretty simple to follow. It's got state and federal issues clearly identified with colour coding, and there's 10 real key parts of this blueprint. What sort of things does it cover?
Well, we don't want any more water coming away from agriculture. Water reform in this country has taken in excess of 20% of the water away from crop production that we used to have. We figure that that's enough, and through some of these measures, we can talk about how the government can do more with what they've got, and that really irrigated agriculture in this country is important and should be supported by all sides of politics. First thing we would like to see is no more water recovered from agriculture. The Murray-Darling Basin Plan needs to be extended, particularly when we've had the worst drought on record, devastating bushfires and COVID-19. A Southern Basins Toolkit, whereby there is recognition of the opportunities for environmental benefits through the work of irrigated agriculture and the movement of water around. The projects that are out there, there should be some more flexibility in what those projects are to deliver water savings. And I think one of the other main things that we'd also like to see is that government really needs to get a grip on what they want from agriculture in this country, and particularly irrigated agriculture, so that they have an idea of what the capacity is and the amount of water that's required to do that. You know, I guess we can cover up shortfalls in crop production due to the drought and water policy with imports, but maybe that isn't always the best way to go. And I think COVID-19 has shown some vulnerabilities there. Even though we produce a lot of food in this country, I think it's wise for government to have a good idea of exactly what's possible, what we do, and what needs to carry on for the best future in the national interest.
Yeah, and the plan highlights there that $4.4 billion worth of produce is created by New South Wales irrigation farmers in 2017-18. So the importance of a national irrigated agriculture production plan, is there a document like that or a strategy like that at a national level? And how do we go about developing that considering the political nature of water issues in the country that separated by state borders and then states and Commonwealth's relationship?
Well, this is a highly regulated sector with a lot of people who have got interests and a lot of varying opinions on what's required. But I think one of the important things is when someone suggests, oh, let's put more water back in the rivers, let's put more water to the environment, the government needs to understand what the ramifications of that proposal is. Is that going to cost jobs? We're going to end up with ghost towns because there are fewer people with jobs in those towns. There'll be people who will move back to the cities. The local schools won't be able to provide the same level of service or subjects. These are some of the ramifications. So we're saying that there should be an audit to inform a national irrigated agriculture production plan. The drought is still an issue for us, and it has impacted badly on irrigated agriculture and on prices of food as well. So government has got to keep its focus on trying to do everything it can to improve our water allocations across the state.
New South Wales Irrigators Council Chief Executive Luke Simpkins there speaking with rural reporter Eddie Summerfield. Thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. If you'd like to get in touch, you can email ruralnews@macquariemedia.com.au. I'm Sophie Clark. Have a great day.